Jonas Sibanyoni, better known as JB, a commissioner and lawyer at the Human Rights Commission, on the line to us now. JB, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John Matem, and good afternoon to your listeners, and thank you for inviting us at Human Rights Commission.
I mean, it's I think well known that there are quite a few areas in the country, too many of them, unfortunately, where wastewater treatment is not what it should be. But you think the situation is so bad that we need a state of national emergency on this issue?
Absolutely, because the challenges that, as the Human Rights Commission pick up in various provinces in South Africa, are systematic. They are similar. We have been in various areas in Gauteng province, along the Vaal, and then also up in the Mpumalanga province, where the Vaal starts, in Ermelo, in Standerton and the like, but also in the Mpopo. And then there are also other provinces where people don't have water. They draw water from the rivers and the like. Therefore, our damming report is the one that we released on the 26th of October that dealt with the challenges in the jurisdiction of the city of Tshwane.
And the causes, JB, primarily mismanagement, misallocation of resources, or is there a very wide range of causes which are very different according to the area and the plant under investigation, as it were?
Absolutely. We'll say mismanagement, John Nathan, because some of the challenges occur as a result of the fact that the infrastructure was built somewhere in the early 60s and the like. Now the big question one asks is what has been done by the management throughout the years, from year to year, when they get the budget, when they do the IDPs, Integrated Development Plan. Why is it not talking to the challenges that the communities are encountering insofar as the water is concerned? And also there has been some orders given to the, for example, when you talk about the city of Tshwane, that they should rectify aging infrastructure and a whole host of things. You know, John, let me just say, I was shocked when I once traveled to Enops River. You need not to be a rocket scientist to see that this water is polluted. And then rivers like the Apis River, the Tolwane River, the Pinar, and then also the Rodeplaat Dam, which was a tourist attraction, is now polluted, and the Leeuwkop Dam. And a whole host of these things. Now the big question is, the people who should be looking at our resources, what are they doing? That's why we even recommended that action should be taken amongst the people who were in office during these challenges, when these challenges arose.
Because wastewater treatment is primarily a local government responsibility, and this is part of a broader pattern of local governments across the country not performing as they should.
Absolutely. That is their competence. And then although a provincial government, in terms of the constitution, can make an intervention, but the buck stops with the local government.
Does that make it more difficult to get the state of national emergency declared and acted upon, or are you hopeful that there can be a national directive which will usher in a set of urgent requirements and that the meeting of those requirements will be properly monitored?
Well, John, I must tell you that immediately we released our report, there were some remarks made by, for example, the Premier of the Gauteng province. And then also we were impressed when the Minister in the Department of Water and Sanitation also held a meeting with the Human Rights Commission. But apart from that, you know, among some of our recommendations, we were saying that there should be a serious consideration, such as to rope in Rand Water, Ekurhuleni Waste Care Company. A few days ago, you might have noticed that Rand Water was changing.
72-hour shutdown.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are contained in some of our recommendations. We're saying they should tap on those with the expertise and experiences to can resolve these challenges. And then to answer your question directly, we are giving them 16 days from the date of receiving our report to respond whether they are complying with our recommendations. We regard them as directives that they should recommend with them. And then if they are not happy, only a court of law can review our recommendations or our directives.
Thank you very much for your time, Jonas Sibanyoni, a commissioner at the Human Rights Commission and also a lawyer.